Our next game is about whistling while you work, which is the second most annoying thing you can do in the office after microwaving fish. Let's check in with our contestants. Nina.
Yes.
So in 2008, you were part of a club.
Yes.
Not just any club.
Not just any club.
The Corduroy Appreciation Club.
Yes. The All right. CAC.
The CAC, I'm sorry.
I mean...
I wasn't aware of the union behind it.
We have to be accurate.
And how did this club work?
You went to the Montauk Club wearing at least two items of corduroy, and you drank.
And it's no longer? What happened?
I have no idea. I am no...
Clearly, you were a
sadly,
hardcore part of this group.
I do know that probably 11-11-11 was really an exciting day, because that's the date that most resembles corduroy.
CAC Day.
The CAC Day. Yeah. So just keep that in mind for the next time that happens.
So, Kate, you operated a dinosaur puppet for a number of years with a show called The Mammoth Folly. Tell us about that show.
Well, it's essentially like a vaudeville-style show, and we take you through the various periods, and lo and behold, in the Cretaceous period, out comes Trixie Triceratops, yours truly.
Of course.
And she falls in love with Tony Triceratops, Uh-oh. Who's a real babe. And they sing a song called You're the Triceratops. Naturally.
This sounds amazing. What age group was it targeted at?
Mostly for elementary school kids.
Uh-huh.
But we did have problems with the Tyrannosaurus Rex because he's very large. So some scared kids
them.
Would be quite scared.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened?
They sometimes have to clean the seats.
Oh, okay, good. Let's go to a game.
Yeah, let's do a thing.
Should we? We have an audio quiz for you called Whistle While You Work. We're going to play the whistling section of a song. Ring in to identify the song or the artist. Kate, you won the last game, so you win this, and you are off to the final round. Nina, you need to win this, or you're going to be forced to work with someone that insists on telling you what a good mood they're in, but that you look tired.
Oh.
Here we go. First up, this 2011 song features Christina Aguilera and a lot of strutting and pointing. Nina.
Moves Like Jagger.
Yeah, there you go. Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger. I gotta say, my trajectory with that song was I hated it. Then I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I hated it.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much yours,
I just
too?
Hated it.
But you knew it, and
but
that's all that matters. That's
I hated
all that matters. Because
yeah.
I hated it. It's good to know what you hate. This 1972 song was featured in a montage in the Royal Tenenbaums. Kate.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Absolutely, yes. Paul Simon. In 1987, this was Billboard's number one single. Kate.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
That
I
is
think you should sing that. I'll sing it with you.
Walk like an Egyptian. Nailed it. You nailed it.
It's an interesting show when the contestants have formed a a cappella group. This 2011 jam may be the only song you know by this band. Nina.
Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah, there you go. This 2012 song wants you to put your lips together and blow. Anyone want to ring in? Give it a shot. All right, Kate.
Just want to say we're really all winners.
But only one of you, actually.
And my answer's going to be party time.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Really?
I know. It was a good shot, though. Good shot. Nina, you want to...
I have absolutely no idea. Party time remix.
That's right. It's funny. This is the one you could have guessed, sort of, because it's called Whistle by Flo Rida. There you go. It's not about whistling, just in case you're wondering what it's about. This is your last clue. The video for this 1988 a cappella song features Robin Williams and Bill Irwin, who plays Mr. Noodle on Sesame Street. Kate.
Don't worry, be happy.
Nice. That is correct. Bobby McFerrin in Simpler Times. Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Kate. You won both games, and you're headed to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Kate in our final round, and we'll feature a game about apps, which means we'll be releasing updates to it for the rest of this episode. And our special guest, actor Luca Kane, will play a game about Pokemon. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.